Chatting to an absolute hero here, by the way, not only because he is a police officer locally around the Macclesfield area. Jim, you are doing something, well, you and a colleague are doing something incredible for Bobby's over in Ukraine. What's going on?
Yeah, good afternoon, good morning. Thank you very much for having me on the show. Myself and my colleague Rob, both Macclesfield area, we're looking to raise some money for humanitarian aid for our police officer colleagues and their families out in the Ukraine. Last January, myself and Rob went down to Poland, took some humanitarian aid and some vehicles down with the Macclesfield Ukrainian Aid Collection Point. Again, another local group of heroes who have been transiting aid down to Poland for the last year.
You went down to Poland, down to that neck of the woods. What was that like?
It was an amazing opportunity to go down there and join some like-minded people with a common purpose. It was fabulous. Again, having served in the army some years ago, I haven't been across the mainland Europe, certainly in Germany for a long time. So it was lovely to revisit places that I've been to before in the army. However, it was quite a humbling experience travelling down there with humanitarian aid on board, knowing that it's going to be going into Ukraine where it's desperately needed.
Did you get a little bit nervous going through to that area of Europe? You know, being an army guy, have you got nerves of steel? So you go, yeah, that's fine, we'll be all right.
Yeah, I was slightly apprehensive the further east we went on the basis that, and again, this is sort of what prompted the project, really. We're blessed in this country by being separated from mainland Europe by the Channel. So the further east you go, the realization that you're closer actually to the battlefront and this ongoing war in Ukraine. So there's the apprehension there that you're on the same piece of landmass, and the irony is the same distance you drive from Rotterdam or Holland down to the Ukrainian border, that distance again, albeit slightly shorter, would be the Ukrainian-Russian front line. So whilst we weren't in any immediate danger, of course there's apprehension there because there's possible sympathisers for the Russian side. So we were very careful, very mindful, but overwhelmingly made very welcome by people across Europe.
So how did this all come about? Whose idea was this in the first place?
One of the fabulous ladies that does a lot of volunteering for the Macclesfield Ukrainian Aid Group, she's a parent in my children's class. She has a child the same as my kids. And Rob, my colleague, he knows some people that also volunteer for the group. Through mutual friends, we were aware that they wanted some drivers. And fortunately, my wife allowed me a few days respite away from the children. And we volunteered to drive for them. And it was on that drive that we realised that we could possibly, and we are, in a great position to be able to help further.
So... what do you want our listeners to do? What would you like our, you know, listeners from the Cheshire East area? How can we help you?
We would love... So we're trying to raise a huge sum of money, really. Certainly a huge sum of money for the individual. However, we are blessed with businesses and some fabulous businesses locally. We're trying to raise money to buy humanitarian goods and equipment for the police officers and their families. So we would really like... and again, I know times are hard... for people, if they can, to donate to our Just Giving page, which is Just Giving at Cops for Ukraine. If they can raise a little bit of money, or as a collective, say businesses are happy to support us, and maybe they could buy or put some money in that would enable us to buy some first aid kits as a whole, that would be amazing. And if there are businesses out there that would support us with anything really that we can get across, we want to make sure that this equipment and the money goes to the right people. And the only way we will do that as police officers is with integrity, and we will make sure that equipment gets to the right people, and we will do that by taking it there ourselves.
Yeah. So again, what's your Just Giving page, and do you have like a Facebook page or a social media place where people can go and find out more about what you're doing?
Yeah, we can be found on Facebook at Cops for Ukraine, one word, and also we have an Instagram page, again, Cops for Ukraine. Our Just Giving page is Just Giving, and then search for Cops for Ukraine. And again, the link is on our social media, our Facebook and our Instagram page.
So people just got to search for Cops for Ukraine around our neck of the woods, and they'll obviously find you boys there. Jim, thank you very much. You're doing an incredible job there, and you're doing an incredible job in your day job anyway, keeping us all safe around our neck of the woods. So thank you for everything that you, your partner Rob, and everybody else in your line of work is doing for us anyway.
No, well, thank you very much. Thank you for letting, you know, thank you very much for letting us get our projects across to the listeners. You know, we are local lads, local police officers. We know the police has had a bit of a battering lately, but we want to reunite that brotherhood and show people that there are lots and lots of police officers that care about our colleagues across the world and their families. We are one big family, and we want to make sure that they're nice and safe.